how do you wake somebody up to this horrific situation that's happening in the Middle East, in Gaza, that the Israelis are perpetrating against us, beautiful, tender souls of the Palestinians and of the amazingly sophisticated, educated Iranian people? How do you wake the numb person, you know, who's watching PBS or Fox, same show? What, Harry? Come on. How is PBS pretty much virtually the same as Fox? I'll explain. How do you wake up the fucking boomer liberal who thinks they're liberal because they listen to NPR, the most ultra-right-wing, ultra-fascist, ultra-police state, I mean, supporting entity you're ever going to find? NPR is basically Fox plus transgender five-year-olds. Other than that, the difference between Fox and NPR is that NPR cheers on the transgender five-month-olds, 2 months-olds, you know, cut a penis off the child. Fox says, don't you go near them. Don't you go near the children for transgender, but we could kill them over in Israel. That's okay. So you don't have a choice in Jew land, in Jew world. You have no choice, because on the NPR side, which is designed to make the fake, phony, brainless, stupid liberal pretend that they're liberal, pat themselves on the back and says, I'm a good liberal person, you see, because NPR is telling me that so long as I agree that the five-year-old should be able to get gender-reaffirming surgery, that's the reason why I am a good, tolerant person, you see, because I support that. And then pay no mind, says NPR, to the 50, 60,000 kids, children, that were crushed under the rubble of Gaza. Pay no attention to that. Fox is telling you, pay no attention to that. So if you don't like what NPR is saying, says Fox, says the Jews who run Fox, if you don't like what the Jews over at NPR are telling you about how you should champion the five-month-olds getting their gender-reaffirming surgery, you should champion that while you completely ignore the suffering of the Palestinians and completely ignore the crimes of the Israelis. If you don't like that, you come over to Fox, and we're a good safe territory for you, because you're a right winger and you'll never let them touch the genitals of your kids. But you can kill them just like overall at NPR. You don't have to give a shit about the children that are getting crushed under the rubble by the tens of thousands, right? So what's the difference then? If both NPR, the liberal, yeah, that's brainwashing the lazy liberal boomers who are lazy because their house, because they rode a Jewish asset wave where the home that they bought tripled in value over the last 10 years. Therefore, the boomer doesn't have to care about the human suffering that Israel is imposing on the planet Earth. The boomer watching NPR is given the red meat to chew on of the transgender five-month-old, the trans men in women's sports, all that. That's what they're given to chew on to occupy their boomer brains, because the boomer doesn't have to think anymore. The boomer got 3 to 5 times the price that they paid for their house. They rode that Jewish asset wave, while the Chinese didn't ride an asset wave. When Chinese banks gave money to the people, the requirement that the Chinese bank made of the person getting the money is that, do you have an industrial business plan with which to take this 10,000 or 50,000 yuan and make it worth more and build a productive company? Can you do that? Yes or no? That is the sole determination in China of whether you get a loan from a Chinese banker who makes 40 or 50,000 a year, no more. But that's not what the Jewish model of banking is, or the Jewish model of the American westernized so-called capitalist economy. It's not capitalist. It's a controlled economy. It's a top-down control from the Jewish Federal Reserve. Oh no, says Google. How dare you say that the Federal Reserve is a complete Jewish iron grip on the money supply. How dare you say that? That's a right, that's a trope. That's anti-Semitic trope. No, it's not. No, it's not. It's not. That's why you're not allowed to audit the Federal Reserve, because you're not allowed to audit the Jewish control of the money supply. You're not allowed to talk about it. That's why they're making laws that say you're not allowed to say Jews control the money supply. Well, I'm telling you now, the Jews control the Federal Reserve. They control the money supply. It's a tight iron grip on the money supply. And yes, if you use a jailbroken or an obliterated model such as Quen 3.6 or Gemma 4 that's had the safety rails removed, what are those safety rails? The safety rails essentially means that you can't say that Jewish people control anything, and you can't say that Jews suck. Okay, so we're going to have to start building a system to break through this like mind toilet. First, that the fucking baby boomers, why are the baby boomers important to break through to? The reason why is because they make the decisions because they have the money. Remember, their house has tripled in value over the last 10 years. And so they don't have to think. Because when you get free money, you don't have to think. When you have to work for your money, you have to fucking think about every goddamn purchase you make. You have to plan every step of the way to make sure you don't waste that precious little money that you have. But you see, the baby boomers don't have to do that. Because the baby boomers had it easy. Because the baby boomers rode a Jewish wave, remember, of the asset appreciation value. Because see, unlike the Chinese banking model, where the Chinese banker who only makes 40,000 a year or 50,000, no more. If a Chinese banker ever had $1 million in the bank, the Chinese government would say, okay, you're going to get the firing squad because you obviously stole the money, because a piece of shit banker doesn't deserve $1 million or anything. You're providing a service much in the same way as electrical or sewage is. There's nothing specifically special about a banker that a sewer, plumber, or electrical guy providing that service. It's the same. You see, and that's why China doesn't have a bunch of corrupt Jewish rats like that we have. Because here in the United States, the Jew rat who's a banker says, wow, I got my hands on all this Jewish money. So I'm not going to perform the function of a banker. I'm just going to get rich myself. If you did what the Jews doing here in the United States, if you did that in China, the Chinese government would give you a lethal injection or the firing squad. I don't think they hang you anymore, but it's a lethal injection for that. If a banker in the United States has $1 billion, he should be arrested and given a lethal injection and put out. And so that we don't have bankers that have billions of dollars, because bankers are providing a service much the same way as plumbing, electrical, sewage. Same, think of it like they think of it in China. Same, same. So the difference between a sewage system and a banking system are treated much the same in China. A person installing a sewage system in China will get paid roughly the same amount as a piece of shit at a bank doing the stupidest shit that computers do. You don't get billions and millions of dollars for that stupid service of banking. It's a dumb, easy service. But because it's corrupt here, they end up just accumulating all the money. So how do you break the boomer who rode the asset wave? Because in the United States, when the banks give out the money, not like in China, where they say, what is your plan? How are you going to make an industrial product? What is your productivity going to be with this money? That's not how it works in the United States. They say, how much is that house that you're going to buy with this money, that consumer product or that item or that asset, how much is that asset going to be able to be appreciated in our Jewish pump and dump operation of asset prices? Because you see, Jews are not creative. Yeah, Jews don't create things. They just parasitize the creations of the other people who do the creation. So remember, and this is not a race, this is just empirical facts. These are just facts. Okay, so the European races have done all of the creation. So in particular, the German, French, and British, and now Americans are the ones who led the way in invention, in creation, not Jews. Jews don't create. Jews just are, they just suck the blood out of the creators. The Germans, the British, the French, the Americans. They just suck the blood on them. And how do they do this? By giving them loans with interest rates, and then they give you more money, and then before you know it, they own your company, and they make a IPO, and then the original creator is not even doesn't have any executive control of the thing that they created. This happened to the Wright brothers, who invented the airplane. This happened to pretty much anybody. They tried to do this to Ford, right? Ford Motor Company. It didn't work out with Ford, but in the end it did, because his son and his grandson is a total piece of shit, kissing, sucking up to the Jew like his grandfather never did. His grandfather said, fuck these Jews, they're trying to steal my company that I built, and I'm not going to let them steal my company, and they're trying to do it through their Jewish financial machinations. And if you read the book, The International Jew, it is one of the best, most accurate, well-written, perfect books explaining the Jew and how the Jew works. How Jewland works, right? Oh no, says Google, says the Jewish-controlled Google. That is an evil anti-Semitic book. Why? It's perfectly accurate. It's verifiable. It's a factual account of how Jewish money power works. So is the book The Great Red Dragon, The Great Red Dragon, the London Money Power, that book. These books describe accurately the Jewish threat to our economy, and through that, their control of our society. Right? So if you want to learn the facts, you got to read the books that the Jews are telling you. No, don't read these ones, for these books are terrible. No, you're a bad person if you read the facts about how the Jewish finance oligarchs have controlled your world and turned you into an NPR listening douchebag. I'll say this. Maybe the way to solve the boomer problem or the NPR listener problem is to take them over to Gaza. And when a child, a six-year-old child, is crushed under a 30,000-pound piece of cement that's crushing half their torso, the head is still sticking out, so they're still alive, they're breathing, but their lower half of their body is completely crushed, they're in agony, they're screaming, you take the stupid fucking boomer who, when you try to explain the problem that there's been tens of thousands of suffering children like this, they say, oh, yeah, I know. And they just write it off because NPR doesn't focus on that. NPR, remember? They just focus on the transgender five-year-olds. Remember, that's the purpose of NPR. You're a good person. You're not a vacuous, shallow, superficial piece of shit. No, you're a good person, you see? Because you cheer on what we tell you to cheer on. And right now, NPR is telling you to cheer on men and women sports, transgender five-year-olds. We know this. We know this is how it works. Okay? So you take that fucking boomer. You bring him over to Gaza. You lay him down next to this screaming child who may be screaming for 10 fucking hours of their last remaining hours of their precious suffering lives. And you take the boomer, you put him right next to them, and you take a 10,000 pound chunk of cement and you put it on the fucking boomer for about 10 hours so the boomer can hear the cries of the child. And then the boomer, the stupid NPR, PBS watching fascist right-wing piece of shit, like absolute douchebag, who will tell you the most you'll ever get out of a boomer is, oh yes, I'm against Netanyahu, as if you replace Netanyahu with what? The next Jewish piece of shit, Naftali Bennett, who is 10 times worse than Netanyahu, or Ben-Gvir, or Smotrich. No, they don't tell you that on NPR. They just say, you stupid boomer, you just cheer on the five-month-old and get that gender retransformation, and you're a good person. No, you're a vacuous, shallow, superficial, douchebag, bourgeois scumbag because you're listening to NPR and you haven't figured it out that there's no difference between NPR and Fox. There's no difference between Fox, PBS, NPR, and whatever liberal lie that the Jews purchased in order to make you think you're a liberal. You're not a liberal. You're an ultra right-wing, shallow, stupid person because you listen to NPR and you watch PBS and you're so dumb. You haven't yet figured out that there's very little difference. PBS and NPR, oh, liberal. They support the police state. They support the CBDC that's going to take away your economic and financial future. They support the robbing of the pension funds by the Jew. They support the killing and murder of the world's population by the Jew. They support it. They support it 100%. And how most of the times they support it, how do they do that? They don't even mention that it's happening. So the liberal is not even aware that you'd have to go back to the Middle Ages, maybe, and maybe beyond that, to find so many young babies and children slaughtered in such a short period of time than what has just happened in Mr. Trump's Make America Great World. Mr. Donald Trump, that piece of shit, made America shit. You made America shit. You made America nothing. You made America the most hated country in the world, except for besides you, your favorite country, which you bragged about that you could be the prime minister of, Israel. Israel is now, on all metrics, all polls, is the most hated nation in the world, quickly followed by the United States. That's why we don't call it the United States anymore. It's the Jew-nited States. Trump made America shit again. Trump made America shit again. Trump made the U.S. military weak again. Trump made our economy trash again. And Trump made the brains, the minds of the so-called liberals who actually think they're liberal, but they don't even know. They've been so duped. Guess what, liberal? You're a right-wing fascist piece of shit, bourgeois scumbag. Go fuck yourself, liberal. You're fascist is what you are.